Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in for yet another week, and I hope you all are having a great week. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend and hopefully got to do something fun, maybe gather with people you love, hopefully have time outside, I guess depending on where you live if you had nice weather. I'm actually recording this just slightly ahead of the 4th, so I don't know exactly what we will have just done by the time this comes out, but I am hoping to do those things as well, just hopefully have time outside and just being with people that I love and having quality time together. So anyways, hope you enjoyed that. And my gratitude for today is, first of all, since we were just talking about the 4th, I wanted to say thank you to anyone who might be listening who has served for our country and helped us to have the freedoms that we have today, or if you have made sacrifices because someone in your family has done that. I just wanted to say I am grateful for that and just grateful for all that I've been given. And I feel really blessed and fortunate to be able to enjoy those freedoms for a 3-day weekend. And that just in the past couple weeks, I've really, really been enjoying time outside, especially in the mornings and evenings when it's not quite so hot. I love to be able to go on a walk and I love to sit outside and read. And so I've just really been feeling refreshed and more alive when I have time to do that. I am also grateful because over the weekend, Andrew and I got to do a little date night and we went to the movies and out to dinner and went to a park and walked around together and saw a really pretty sunset. So that was just really nice to just kind of, not that going to the movies and dinner is creative, but to do something that's outside of our normal routines. And I just really enjoyed that. So anyways, that's what I'm grateful for. This is a solo episode today, and also I just wanted to say that I went back to using the microphone that I started out recording with, so I don't know if there's a big difference in the quality, but I had switched for a while, so we'll have to see how this turns out, but this one's nice because it stands up and I don't have to hold it, and so we'll just see if there's a big difference. Let me know what you think. Today, I wanted to talk about how to disagree with someone in love, and this could apply to a ton of different areas of life because we are all humans and we all have our own opinions and personalities and experiences, and so inevitably, we're going to disagree with different people on things, which is to be expected, and I think that's okay. But I've just kind of been thinking about this recently, and I've discussed it with a couple of people, and just like how to approach disagreeing about something in a way that is constructive and just not tearing other people down. And so I just kind of wanted to talk through some of those thoughts on here. And I did write down some of them, but you know how it goes. I might kind of get off on some tangents and ramble a little bit as thoughts come to me. But we did, Olivia and I, when we were doing the podcast together, we did have an episode all about conflict, more specifically in marriage. That is way back in episode 2. So I guess it won't be specific to marriage, but this could apply to disagreeing within your marriage as well. But we do have a whole episode on that if you want to go way back to episode 2. I don't even know if I should be recommending like our very early episodes because I don't remember how good they were, but I always enjoyed recording them with Olivia. So we'll have to have her back on again soon. She said she was definitely willing to be on again. So we will see when we can get that scheduled. But anyways, so this was just kind of on my mind because I was thinking about, especially just if you pay any attention to the news, and honestly, I don't as much as I should. I will just confess that right now. Like I do, you know, obviously when there's big world events or big national events and stuff like that, I do, you know, some research or look it up and stuff like that, but I don't sit and watch the news daily. I feel like that just never made me feel good afterwards, which I know is not really the point. Like, the point is to be informed. But I just found myself feeling overwhelmed if I were to be constantly taking in news and what's going on, because it just is primarily negative, it feels like. And so I'm just admitting that right now. I do not always stay as informed as I should on every single topic or anyways, that's just a little disclaimer, I guess. But I will just say, if you've paid attention just in the news in the last several years, or honestly, probably always, as long as we've been able to have access to big events and disasters and elections and all kinds of things that we hear so much about, you can clearly see all the time that there are different sides to the story and different perspectives and people that do not necessarily agree or groups that don't agree. And I think, first of all, we just have to accept that that will happen. Like, I don't think it is helpful to be just so shocked and frustrated that people don't agree and that we're not all on the same page, because again, we're unique individuals and we all have passions and beliefs and things that we feel very strongly about. And so those things are going to clash sometimes with other people. And whether that's literally with your family and friends, you're all just sitting around talking about a topic and you don't agree, or whether it's like people that you're meeting, or if you are, you know, someone who is involved in politics, or you are in school and you have to debate or anything like that. Like, sometimes there's intentional disagreement when it comes to that, or, you know, times where you are supposed to be presenting your opinion very strongly and trying to back it up with support and all of that. But a lot of times this just comes up in conversation where you realize you're not really on the same page as someone else about something. And so I think it's helpful to just accept that, you know, there's always going to be opposing viewpoints on things. And so for me, it just kind of comes down to, if you're having a conversation with someone, just asking yourself what your goal is. Because the reason this has been on my mind is that I think it's easy for us as people to get kind of fired up about something if we feel very strongly that someone else is against us or it is not their point of view. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I think that we have passions for a reason and we feel strongly about things, and people who are, you know, fighting for certain things or being activists about something, like, that comes from a good place. But I think just individually, as we're having conversations, if it gets a little bit tense or it starts to feel like a debate, then, you know, asking ourselves, what is the goal? Is my goal to you know, put this other person down, or to just come out on top of the conversation, like come out as the victor, like, I have won, I have proven my point and I am right? Or is my purpose and my goal to actually have a discussion that is constructive? And again, I'm not just giving a blanket statement of like, here's how things should always be approached. I'm just sharing my current thoughts I've been thinking through and what I've kind of been learning as, you know, again, things like this come up where you might not agree with someone on something. And so for me personally, I obviously have like my core beliefs and things that I believe to be true beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that I hold to and that I have based my life and my practices and the way I do things, I've based on those beliefs. But I think that there are a lot of areas in life that, you know, are not the core beliefs, if that makes sense. Like, there are things that I might have an opinion on, but I'm not like, oh, here is the hard and fast answer that everyone should follow, you know? And the point of this episode is not to get into any like very specific issue or opinion or anything like that, but just kind of sharing my approach that I've been thinking about of having constructive discussions, regardless of the topic. So again, not really sharing about a specific topic or debate or anything like that. But for me personally, I just want to have a growth mindset. And being a teacher in the past, I really have, you know, had to work with that idea of a growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset. And I mean, you can kind of tell from the titles, but if you're not familiar, a fixed mindset is just kind of concrete and immovable, and you feel like a lot of times with teaching with a fixed mindset, we talk about people feeling like I can't do this, or I don't know how to do this, or I'll never be able to do this. And it's not allowing room to grow or, you know, being open to challenge and to trying hard things and being able to grow as a result of going through something difficult or overcoming opposition of some sort. And so the growth mindset, on the other hand, is like, I don't know how to do this yet, or I'm still working on trying to figure out how to do a certain thing, or I'm still trying to understand this concept. And I think that that applies not only to the classroom, but in life, where we can have a mindset of, you know, I know everything and I'm right and, you know, nothing else could be true. Or we could have the mindset of, I am someone who doesn't know everything and I have my beliefs and I have things that I hold to be true, but also I'm not an expert on all topics. And so for me, I like to feel that I am a lifelong learner, another term from teaching, but the education world, being a lifelong learner is like, I haven't arrived. I have not gained all of the knowledge and wisdom that I can. And I think as we get older, if we have that growth mindset, then we're able to develop new skills throughout our lifetime. And that's why we, you know, a lot of times we'll ask people who are a little bit ahead of us in life for advice, is because they have potentially been through more things than we have, and they can give some perspective from being able to look back on something after coming through it. And so I think having a growth mindset and being a lifelong learner just entails saying, you know what, here's what I currently think, but also I have room to grow and I have the potential to learn more about certain things and to maybe come to different conclusions than I would have 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And again, I'm not saying like your core beliefs and passions and things, that those are the things you're like, okay, well, I'm giving this up now. I'm just saying there are a lot of areas in life that I feel like I still have plenty to learn, and that a lot of times that happens from interacting with people who are different than you. Just a quick example from my own life is, I felt like going to college, and I went to a school that, you know, did believe, at least like on paper, like the school is based on beliefs that I firmly believe and agree with, and that is in regards to faith and what they believed about God and all of that. But I met so many people in college that had different views on very specific aspects of their faith. And so that to me was just such an eye-opening experience, and kind of realizing, okay, there's all of these different perspectives and we might all believe the same core values, or frankly, some people did not. And I still felt like I could learn from people about things that they knew more about it than I did, or they had been through different experiences than I had and could speak to that. So anyways, what I'm saying is, first, I want to just accept that we're going to have different views in life from maybe family, friends, acquaintances, people that we just met, and that's going to happen, but that I want to come to it with a growth mindset. So as we age, hopefully, you know, we can see that growth and we can say, hey, I am not the same person as I was 15 years ago. And, you know, I've said before on here, I'm almost 30. So I know that I'm not so old and wise or anything, but I can even look back on myself as being 15 years old and think, wow, I've learned a lot since then, or I've changed my mind about a couple of things since I was 15. And so anyways, I just want to try to be teachable, I guess, is another way of putting it. And I think that also, if I have beliefs and things that I hold to be true, they're going to stand up to the test of time. And I think that if I am continuing to seek God and to seek truth, like, those things are still going to be true if they're aligned with what He says in His word. And if there's things that I currently feel are true, but the more I'm walking with Him and the more I'm going through life, I realize like, oh, hey, you know what? I might have been wrong about this certain thing. And I do admire the humility of when I've seen other people do that in life. Say, hey, you know what? I used to be this way. I used to treat people this way, or I used to think this way, and now I don't, because to me that shows growth. And being able to be teachable and be a lifelong learner. I'll stop saying those little teaching cliches now as I move on to the next thing, but I really like those terms and ideas when it comes to just living real life as well. And so the next thing I've been thinking about when I have conversations and just kind of come into contact with differing ideas is that I don't really want my purpose to be to argue or debate, but to actually converse with someone and actually have a sharing of ideas and to make them feel like I'm actually listening to them, which, again, I'm just going to say real quick, I'm not an expert. I did have a few verses that I'm kind of thinking about as I work through this stuff. And so I don't want to take anything out of context, but I'm just sharing things that I feel like as you're going through life and you encounter different things, sometimes verses will come back to you that you've learned or that you memorized at one point or that people have taught you. And so for me, when it comes to this, it's James 1:19, and it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." I want to read verse 20 as well. It says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." So, okay, it doesn't mean there aren't times for anger, because there are. Even Jesus got angry, but just trying to have the goal of not just lashing back at people when you disagree with them, but being quick to listen and slow to speak is just, in my mind, a communication tip. Like when they, you know, bringing it back to marriage, like I mentioned for a second earlier, people always say marriage is all about communication. And so if I am trying to communicate with my husband, what is not super helpful is for me to just keep blurting out my ideas while he's talking or not really listening to what he's saying, but just planning my next comment. That's not helpful. What is helpful when we're trying to kind of figure out how to be on the same page of something is if I actually am listening when he's speaking and seeking to understand. And so I want to extend that to other people as well, not just within my marriage, but being able to have conversations, even difficult conversations, because that's how, again, we can come to more understanding and learning and growing, is encountering those times where it's like, okay, well, let's talk about this then. And it can be hard. And I'm not saying that we should just all sit around with our family and friends and constantly have these really big, difficult conversations. It doesn't happen all the time, but these are just things I'm thinking about for when it does. And so being quick to listen and slow to speak can help. And I also find that in times when I'm not sure how to proceed in a time of potential disagreement, or I keep saying disagreement and I don't even mean an argument. I just mean like you're not on the same page. Something that I think is helpful is asking clarifying questions where you just say, okay, well, what do you mean by that? Or what is that like for you? Or just seeking to understand where someone's coming from. And also thinking about what has helped you grow and learn in the past. And oftentimes, if you think about the people that taught you or that inspired you or helped you see something in a new way, for me at least, it was not someone who was that came across as like angry and prideful, but someone who was able to speak to me like at my level and who was able to, like, I'm just even thinking about my teachers in high school or in college, who was able to just talk about real life with me and be authentic, and someone who was able to share from their own life and honestly just had that spirit of like leadership, but also that comes with humility. And so I don't know about you guys, but I'm just thinking like being angry and yelling and all of that doesn't necessarily make someone else want to agree with you or change their mind. In most cases, it's probably just going to make them more defensive, and it just isn't probably going to be a productive conversation. So you can try that if you're not able to agree with someone on something, is just asking clarifying questions and having a posture of listening. And then another one is I've just been thinking about too is working to be a peacemaker. And I do have a few verses on this as well. But that's definitely a hard thing to do in life, because I think as individuals, and especially if you have grown up in a more individualistic society, we do really value having our own voice and our own opinions. And I'm not saying that we can't have that. Being a peacemaker just seems like, I don't know, in my mind, like taking the high road, I guess. Like, you're trying to set aside your own need to be right and your own voice being heard to understand someone else. And I, just like everyone else, probably need to work on that. Okay, so anyways, verses on being a peacemaker. I've got Romans 14:19 says, "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." So that makes me think of just trying to build others up and encourage others. Romans 12:18, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." And then Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." And I just think if you look at who, you know, ends up making a difference and who you admire, like sometimes it is the people who fought and who rose up against something. Like, we talk about those people a lot in history and admire people who take a stand. But also I think if you're able to see people who were peacemakers and who were able to bring two sides together in a way that was productive and had an end result of peace, is just really cool to see. And so I think just within our own individual conflicts or disagreements, the peacemaker is going to be someone who is trying to find the good for both sides. Like, you're seeking the good of everyone involved, not just yourself. And again, I know that is hard for us to do as people. Like, you get into that whole like self-preservation mode or become defensive if someone is like trying to put you down. But I think if you're able to find a way to have a peaceful outcome or have a way for both people to win, is just ideal. I think also that even if we're going to disagree with someone, we can still seek to love and honor that person. In the world of Christianity, we believe that every single person is made in God's image. Genesis 1:26-27 says, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 5:1-2 says, "This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them, and he named them mankind when they were created." And so I think if we're seeing other people as image bearers of God and as people that he cares about, that you're not going to seek to tear people down or to make them feel small or to make them feel wrong, but that you will speak in love, even if you feel like you are, again, disagreeing, that you can do it in a way that is not tearing down the other person. And kind of along those lines of just how you use your words, I thought of James 3:7-10. It says, "All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be." And so just thinking about, if we say we love God and we love people, then out of our same mouth should not come tearing people down and slandering and things that are malicious against somebody else, but trying to edify them and encourage them. So that's really all I wanted to share today. And I know that was a little bit shorter, but again, it was just on my mind recently. And I'd had a couple of conversations with my husband about it. And I just wanted to share because I too am learning this stuff, and I feel like it's helpful if you're going into situations where you, again, might not agree with someone on everything. And we do not have to agree to love. And again, I just wanted to kind of give the disclaimer that I'm not saying that there aren't things worth fighting for, because there most definitely are. And there are things that are worth standing up against. Sometimes you can't be quiet about certain things, but I just think that in general, I've seen some conversations be had in a way that is just not really constructive or loving, and that neither side really accomplishes the goal or the outcome. And so I just kind of wanted to keep in mind, as I go through things like this, whether it's in my marriage and family or friends relationships, or people that you just encounter, people online, I have seen some arguments online that I don't think anyone really wins. And so again, I just kind of was thinking about accepting that there's going to be opposing views in times with people trying to converse and understand instead of argue and debate, working to be a peacemaker and having a growth mindset and being a learner instead of a fixed mindset. I would love to hear your guys' ideas, if you think any of these would be helpful for you, or if you've tried these before. I know nothing I said is really like a new concept, but again, I just wanted to share it because it's what's been on my mind recently and that I am also working on personally. So I would love to hear if you have any tips about talking through difficult discussions or disagreeing with someone in a way that is still uplifting them and honoring them as a person. I hope you all have a really great week. There is a chance I might not have an episode up next Tuesday. We've got kind of like a long weekend planned, so we'll see. I'll just say no promises either way, but if there's not one up next Tuesday, there should be one up the following Tuesday. Again, thank you for joining. I would love to see if you guys have any feedback on the reviews. You can leave a rating or a review, or you can always comment or DM on Instagram. It's Morning by Morning Podcast. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.